This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Pegis of Football here on this Total Request Thursday. As you heard, it is NFL Lunch time. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. You're coming up in about an hour. Ravens back at it. Training camp day number two. Just tuning in outside of Baltimore real quick. Toe injury, Justin Fields was carted off the field, then walked off under his own power, according to sources. And we love sources. Jets QB Fields toe injury, not significant. And here's a guy that's trying to rehabilitate his career. First round draft pick with Chicago, went to Pittsburgh last year, was benched for Russell Wilson. Now they're both gone, both in New York, ironically enough, with a chance to do something for the Jets, who, by the way, open against the Steelers. But Justin Fields, I always thought the guy had upside. Nolan McGraw, athletic, got a big arm, maybe not all that accurate, but I mean, he was the number one or two rated quarterback coming out of high school with Trevor Lawrence. He went to Georgia initially, then transferred to Ohio State. I mean, what about Justin Fields? Am I missing here? Now, hopefully he's healthy because he's going to be the dude. Have I been way off with my assessment of this guy's skill set?
I don't know if I'm as high as you were on him, but I wasn't really down on him. So I think it would have been more interesting had he not been replaced by Russell Wilson last year, or let's just say that the Steelers never added Wilson and Fields was always the guy, how that season would have played out for them. Do they even make the playoffs? If they make the playoffs, it probably ends in similar fashion, losing to the Ravens. So I don't know if that really fully revitalizes his career, but we're how many years into this, and it's still nothing but question marks as to whether or not this guy's actually a starter or just a quality backup.
Yeah, and the third team is probably a big indicator, just like Kenny Pickett in Cleveland, who was running with the ones yesterday. Me and Vinny were talking during one of the breaks. Just 3 years ago, Pittsburgh's future was Pickett to Pickens. Now they're both gone. Pickett on a third team, Pickens, who I guess thinks he's John Stallworth. He's now in Dallas, and have fun with the media scrutiny that goes with that.
Right, throw Najee Harris in there too. That was supposed to be quality running back.
Good call. And then he got hurt on 4th of July. By the way, fireworks, bad. Don't mess with them. Just watch them on TV. They're great. And high def stuff. I've never been in. Anyway, we don't want to get.
I used to work in a fireworks store. I can tell. I will never buy a firework in my life. Once you see what those things are made of, the flimsiest cardboard and gunpowder, colored gunpowder,
and it's always rational people buying them too. It's a crazy thing, from what I understand. And by the way, your pets are running for their lives. But anyway, let's get back to the task at hand, and that's NFL Lunch. Derrick Henry, his task last year was to prove that he wasn't on the downslope of his career. Last year, Tennessee, good year, based on mortal backs, but he had a monster season in 24. But here's Derrick Henry talking about his work ethic, staying as best as he could be, no matter how the roster looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's always cool to be on a team with high-caliber players who have an incredible talent, but I think you got to put the work in. You know, everybody can look good in the jersey and don't have the big name, but, you know, it's about the work you put in, the chemistry you build on the field each and every day, pushing each other to get each other better, just so when we get to the season, we're cooking on all cylinders. But, you know, we all more interested in the work than, you know, all the hype and, you know, what it looks like.
Yeah, and the work is certainly there. I mean, everyone showed up in shape and ready to rock and roll yesterday. But for Derrick Henry, personal achievements are there in a big way. Now, 31 years old, and I wasn't buying into the narrative last year, Nolan, that he wasn't going to fit in with Lamar Jackson, or I guess the question was, how does he fit into this Ravens offense where it's not a traditional I-back, just kind of battering ram? He fit in nicely, thank you very much, and they coexisted in a big way. 1,900 yards might be a tall ask, for sure, averaging almost 6 yards a carry, but 1,500 and same yards per carry, I don't think that's unrealistic at all, given his advanced running back age.
Right. I think his durability right now might be the least of my concerns, or one of the least of my concerns with this team, just because, you know, there's a lot of players out there that say that they do all the work to keep themselves in shape, and then there's Derrick Henry. I mean, just seeing clips and bits and pieces of his regimen and how serious he takes his diet and everything, I mean, I almost think it's overkill at a certain point. I'm not saying it's detrimental, but I mean, this guy's a freak with the way he trains. So he could run till 40. It wouldn't surprise me.
And here he is talking about the fact that even though he's older for a running back, he could still bring the pain.
I'm 31 now, so the age 30 thing is should be gone now. I don't worry about it too much. Just focus on how I can be a better teammate, be a better player for this organization, and play at a high level to help this team go where it wants to go. And just come in and do my job every day the best way I can.
If he does his job the best he can, that makes the Ravens a pretty strong offensive force. But getting back to the Super Bowl narrative, he's never been to one. He's been around for a while. Second-round draft pick. I mean, hard to believe, but yeah, he was a second-round pick. Got close in Tennessee. Remember, they beat the Ravens. He had a big game on that night at M&T Bank Stadium, but they lost to KC. So you don't think he wants to get to the Super Bowl? 31, that means he's been around for a bit. A Super Bowl or bust thing? Got to be floating around his dome. He might not say it to the media, but it's got to be part of his equation for this season.
Yeah, and I'm sure that was a big factor in him coming here in the first place last year. You know, you hear all the great quotes and everything, the good safe answers, if you will, about, oh, you know, Lamar Jackson is the reason I'm here, and how could you not want to play with a guy like that? And not saying you're lying, but to be honest, you want that Super Bowl, you know, especially or just playing playoff football on a consistent basis. A couple runs with the Titans, the one really good year in 19, I guess, but you know, also some losing years in there, some really bad years in there. So, I mean, I think even if they don't get a Super Bowl, or he doesn't in his career, he'd much rather ride out his later years guaranteed that at least I'm going to be in the playoff mix every year. I'll get to experience that environment guaranteed.
Yeah, the one year in Tennessee, they were the number one seed and lost to the Bengals in the divisional round of the playoffs, as old Tannehill was in a very giving mood. Unfortunately, if you're a Titans fan, Derrick Henry, the offense was awesome. He was a major part of it, as we all know. Room for improvement is where?
Yeah, there's always room to grow, room to improve, and that's why you had training camp, the offseason, to focus on those things and continue to hound on those things, hold each other accountable on the field, in meetings, leaders step up. Guys pushing each other each and every day on all three phases of the ball. And that's what we focus on, growth, getting better every day, making each other better every day, and see where it takes us.
I mean, how much better can they get in reality outside of killing themselves with penalties where second and two becomes first and 12, or red zone woes, no longer relying on Justin Tucker? And Lamar has said forever, we love Justin Tucker, but I'd rather see him kick an extra point than field goals. How much better can they get in regards to point production and being effective here?
Not much. I mean, it just for Lamar in particular, as the leader of the offense, you know, his stat line by itself last year with the touchdown to interception ratio and just all the passing yards and everything. The rarity of that, the fact that that was a stat line that really hadn't been seen in NFL history at all. And, you know, I'm not going to bring up the MVP thing again because we all feel the same way here.
Right.
Should have won it over Allen. But point is, you know, at a certain point, there isn't much room for you to get much better. And quite frankly, they don't need to have better stats this year to get to where they want to go. They need to just do enough to win games. And for someone like Derrick Henry, I agree with you. 1,900 yards isn't necessary. It isn't realistic to expect that either. Not doubting the man. 1,500, certainly reasonable. And if he does that, and he's healthy, then the Ravens have just as good a chance this year as they did last year.
Looking at Lamar's stats, though, revisiting as we're less than, what, 2 months away from kickoff, he accounted for 5,000 yards of offense, 41 touchdown passes, rushed for four more, only four interceptions, and as we said yesterday, I mean, they count in the stat book, but a couple were bobbles bouncing. Quarterback rating was almost 120. And that's an incredible, incredible season. And look, we'll criticize if they lose in the playoffs, not to get way too ahead of ourselves. But I said it before, and I'm not trying to kiss his ass, but we're watching greatness in real time as Ravens fans, and it still kind of boggles my mind that they're a small portion of the fan base that just don't buy him as a winning quarterback. It's incredible to me, Nolan.
Right, but here's what you have to remember that kind of puts it all in perspective. That let's say they win the Super Bowl this year, whenever it happens. Lamar wins a Super Bowl in his career. He finally gets over the hump. There will still be a segment of people that doubt him at that point. It's been every step of the way. Doubters on in college, draft night, rookie year. Oh, you know, can't follow it up 2019. Can't win MVP, he did. Well, he'll never win another one. Well, he did. You know, it just every step of the way, it's can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. And there will still be those people. So that's all that really needs to be said. And I think there are another group of people that are more willing, if and when he wins a Super Bowl, to then go back and look at all the great regular seasons and put that in better focus and better context and say, you know what, you're right. This is greatness we're witnessing. We got the championship out of the way. Big sigh of relief. Now we can appreciate this a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, God bless Trent Dilfer, because he does have a Super Bowl ring, but he's held in this Johnny Unitas esteem in the eyes of some of the fan base where, you know, I don't want to say he was along for the ride because he made some big plays to help them get to the Super Bowl. He threw a touchdown pass in said Super Bowl against the Giants, but come on. I mean, this is the best quarterback play we were seeing in Baltimore since Burt Jones in the mid-70s, and maybe even better than that because Burt won an MVP in 76.
Right, but just in general, I think
different
a lot of
league,
that,
but you get the point.
And even it might even take until the day Lamar retires, you know, when it's all said and done. And now you know it's officially over. I think a lot of those people will be like, you know what? Now that it's over, now that the chase for the Super Bowl, whether they got one or not, is over. Look at his career in totality. I mean, it's already Hall of Fame. Not necessarily first ballot, but I'm sorry. You don't win two MVPs and not make the Hall of Fame.
All right. I'm saying some crazy stuff here, but if he wins the MVP in the Super Bowl this year, he's a lock for a first ballot Hall of Fame. Kurt Warner.
Well, it's not going to take much more.
Yeah, Kurt Warner pressed a lot of success in a short period of time. But yeah, we're getting way, Super Bowl or bust, we're getting way ahead of ourselves when we come back. Speaking of over, Orioles playoff chances are over, but they are taking on the Guardians as we speak. Looks like Gunnar Henderson has shaved his mustache. There's some big news coming out of Cleveland. Also, big news coming out of the Orioles bullpen, and it's not good news. Just tuning into the program. American League East report coming up next, and we'll talk some NFL with Mike Harmon. Fox Sports Radio. The Bears want Caleb Williams to complete 70% of his passes. All right. Hey, man, that's easy to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
And I must be hallucinating. Orioles are up 3-0 over the Guardians here. Let's see. Laureano, two-run blast to right center field. 414 feet. Then O'Neill, he singles. Urias doubles. So O'Neill scores. So just like that, in the blink of an eye, off Logan Allen, the Orioles are up 3-0, and it looked like Mayo just walked or hit by pitch. Now Dylan Carlson.
Manzo's fired up. What is happening?
I don't know. Was it intentional? I didn't, be honest with you. I didn't. All right, here we go. I can't give you full play-by-play. Yeah, right off the forearm. I don't see anything egregious from Allen. Unless they're saying that Mayo interfered.
Yeah, I think they might have thought it hit the knob or something.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
Big red mark on the arm.
Yeah, okay. Now they're giving him first base. All right, okay. We thought we were going to have a little drama here in Cleveland. Orioles trying to avoid the sweep. Oh, the manager's challenge. So we have a challenge here. So here's Mayo there with a big red welt on his arm. And Steven Vogt saying that they might have hit the bat first. All righty. Okay. Orioles are winning 3-0, top of the first in Cleveland. They lose last night 3-2 as Steven Kwan got the big hit in the eighth inning off of Colin Selby. Just tuning in, by the way, to the show. Felix Bautista placed on the 15-day IL. Oh, he did get first base, so that's good news. Dylan Carlson at the plate. 15-day IL. He grabbed one of the weighted balls last night in the bullpen. And as Manzolino said after the game, the only reason he was in there in the first place, Selby, is because Bautista couldn't go. But Bautista got the weighted ball to start warming up. Felt some shoulder discomfort. Let Manzolino know that he can't go. And it went from that, warming up in the seventh inning last night in Cleveland, being placed on the 15-day IL. So Felix Bautista going to be out for at least a couple of weeks. I know there's been some chatter that he could be available at the trade deadline. I guess that might calm some things down because who really knows the severity of the injury for the Mountain there. So the Birds having their problems here at 44-57, but they are up 3-0. We'll give you the lineup here in a couple of minutes. But last night in the division, Boston taking on the Phillies. The Phillies were up 5-0. The Phillies hit 5 home runs last night. And then they got clobbered. And this happened in the 11th.
That ball's hammered to left field. This one is over the wall. That's a 2-run home run. It just snuck over the wall. Carlos Narvaez gives Boston the lead.
Nassib on the call. 2-run jack there in the 11th. 9-8 was the final score. Philly, as we said, blew a 5-0 lead. Hit 5 homers, but lost. They did win the series, however, against Boston 2-1. Last night, Blue Jays against the Yankees, top two teams in the division, and the top team in the division proved their superiority yet again.
And lifts a high fly ball to left. This one's got some carry. It's gone!
Sportsnet on the call. Bo Bichette, 2-run jack. Vlad Jr. drove in 2 runs as Toronto. Chris Bassitt picks up his 11th win. 11-4 over New York. Max Fried took the loss. Judge, Dominguez, and Volpe all went deep for New York, but it was not enough. Toronto wins that series 2-1. And last night, hey, Tampa, they're fighting for a playoff spot. Can't be losing to the White Sox, can you? Oh, yes, you can.
Montgomery, a deep drive to right center field, and it goes off the wall. Vargas scores. He will tie the game. Teal chugging around. The throw home is late, and the Sox take the lead.
Montgomery, 3-run homer, 5 ribbies. Chicago beats Tampa 11-9 as they clobber Taj Bradley, and he felt the pain after the fact as he was optioned back to the minor leagues. But the White Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays. And Nolan, we were talking about this yesterday. The Orioles taking on Colorado. You can't be losing to them. You're Tampa. You can't be losing at home. Series to the White Sox here in late July.
Yeah, and Taj Bradley, that's a weird one. I mean, I guess something must be really wrong. But, I mean, he didn't have the worst of years. I thought earlier this year is actually pretty solid.
Yeah, Orioles got him that 8-0 game they wound up losing, but then he stoned them the second time they faced him. But Taj Bradley back to the minor leagues. Today in the division, you got Toronto's at Detroit, 6:40, only game outside of Baltimore in the AL East. But tomorrow, Phillies at New York, Dodgers are at Boston, Tampa is at Cincinnati. It's the American League East report here on this Total Request Thursday. Standings update as we sit here on this Thursday afternoon. Toronto 4 up on New York, 6 on Boston. Tampa 7.5 off the pace. Rays have lost 7 of 10. Tigers, they just got swept by the Pirates. And their once big lead in the Central has been trimmed to 8 over Cleveland's won 4 in a row, 11 of 13. Kansas City and Minnesota both double digits out. Houston 6 games up now in the West over Seattle as the Astros have won 4 in a row. Mets half game up on the Phillies. Mets have won 4 straight. You got the Brewers a game up on the Cubs in the Central there. And then in the West of the National League, the Dodgers 4.5 games up on the Padres. Wild card standings if the playoffs happen today. Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox would be in. Texas and Tampa both a game and a half out. Cleveland 2.5 out there. And then, for instance, wild card hopes. Kansas City's 10 out of the division. They're only 4.5 out of the wild card. So you have hope, right? Are you buying or selling if you're the Royals? Looks like Lugo could be available, for instance, who was a big part of them getting to the playoffs last year. National League, Cubs, Phillies, Pods are the wild cards. But the Giants are only a game and a half out. So the wild card gives hope, except for you're the Orioles. You're 9.5 out of the wild card. We're done with that, right? We're done.
They win today. Could be the start of something.
And they go on a 12-game winning streak. They're right back in it. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talks some football with him as training camps have started. So stick around for that. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up, brother?
Brother, I need to throw back Thursday because it sucks. All right? I mean, we got the passing of Hulk Hogan, now Chuck Mangione, as I'm in the middle of my King of the Hill rewatch, waiting on the reboot. He dies in 84. I mean, it's all sorts of misery. Ozzy Osbourne, I've been crushed all week. So I got two songs for you. Take Ordinary Man with Elton John. Yeah, that's right. He worked with Elton John. And I Ain't No Nice Guy, so we can get Lemmy Kilmister in while we're at it. So there you go.
There you go. Take that under advisement. Write it down, Nolan McGraw, as we jam out to Ozman starting tomorrow. But let's start football, and in particular the Bears. Because Caleb Williams now has a new fancy head coach, Ben Johnson, who created all sorts of great offensive schemes and success with the Lions last couple of years. And I was reading that they would like to see the Bears, Caleb, complete 70% of his passes, which is great. Kind of hard to do, but not an impossible task. First and foremost, do the Bears have the offensive line to keep this kid upright? Was sacked almost 70 times last year to achieve that level of accuracy?
I'll say this. They did enough with the – I mean, look, they obviously gave Ryan Poles an extension, thinking he was a wizard for winning the offseason. So, I mean, come on. 2 years left on his deal. My sarcasm bucket runneth over. But you did bring in guys that, in theory, the line should be good enough. The question is whether Caleb is and whether Caleb grows from the guy that last year his shot chart was between – negative 5 yards and 5 yards. That's it, but around the line of scrimmage in terms of most of his pass attempts. The scatter shot chart, like you would do for a three-point shooter, was abhorrent and his decision making and willingness to get rid of the football. Forget about the 70%. Just don't take sacks, right? I mean, that's going to be the biggest learning piece to it, because even going back through last year's games, because I'm a nerd that way, still trying to figure out how much of the weight was on him just being indecisive and not wanting to put the ball anywhere in harm's way versus, you know, the offensive line doing him wrong. Somewhere along the line, Ben Johnson's going to call a pass to the offensive lineman. So I'll be without a TV for at least 12 hours thereafter until I can get to my nearest big box store. But, yeah, I love the lofty goals, 4,000, 70% and whatever else. It's all fine and good on paper. But, you know, he already got pulled off of the practice field yesterday because he wasn't doing what Ben Johnson wanted. So it's going to be a fun trial and error. Over-under still 8.5 wins, so as much as people may love Ben Johnson and what it could be, Vegas says otherwise.
All right, now I was going to get into the fantasy realm. I mean, we concentrate more on the reality of it, but you know, I'm kind of looking at Roman Dudze to take a more a significant role. I know he had his flashes of brilliance. He had a couple of really big games. But if Caleb Williams is still scuffling to be the number one overall pick and the draft-level guy, how does that affect the Adunzes and obviously the DJ Moores, and they drafted the tight end? You still have Komet. I mean, they have some fancy names skill position wise there on offense.
Yeah, there were some rumors a few weeks ago that maybe Komet would find himself out of Chicago and into another situation. Well, that remains to be seen. When you look at it overall, wide receiver two back end is where DJ Moore is. Adunze, a little bit of a better price shot. He's a high-end four on most boards right now. Loveland in the middle of the tight end range. And then when we go back into the running back situation, DeAndre Swift being drafted as a back-end two is where you can get him. Potentially some good value, right? If Ben Johnson and his relationship of the past can be rekindled here, and they can get that semblance of consistency. Caleb, because of his ability to move a little bit, not that he's a big runner, but the expectations are big for him. He's being drafted as a back-end first quarterback, which is interesting, number 12 in the consensus rankings. But the fact that he's currently behind Justin Fields leaves me scratching my head.
All right. Let's stay in L.A. We'll go to L.A. if you don't mind, and we'll stay in the NFC, I should say. And the Rams have made the playoffs back-to-back years, made Philly sweat big time in the divisional round. Expectations are high for them. Matthew Stafford's a little up there in age, but it still seems like he can effectively manage a game and make some big plays. How much of a factor is Devontae Adams going to be in this offense? I guess, Mike, for all intents and purposes, replacing Cooper Kupp there.
Yeah, when you get down to it, I mean, you're talking about reliability with Kupp in terms of keeping his health. So that was one of the big reasons to move on, looking at the contract and trying to build forward. You've got a young, aggressive defense, and I think that's going to be the key to all of this, because Stafford had a good run to the back end. I don't know that you can live that dangerously. Arizona got markedly better on the defensive side of balls. Whatever you think of Kyler Murray, and the debate's always out on him. He shows flashes and then immediately, he gets run over. I mean, he's as tall as I am. But their defense got markedly better, so they'll be good. Seattle, even if they take a step back a little from some of the heights with Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, he's a giant question mark. You've retooled that squad a little bit, so potentially some opportunity. And San Francisco can't possibly be as hurt as they were a year ago. So it's tough sledding. They can't get off to the slow start. They're monitoring Stafford's back coming into training camp. He's not going to practice and work out for the first couple of days. And I think it's good. Get more reps for your backup situation, which is not great. But the break glass in case of emergency thing is certainly on high alert there. But back to your original question, when we look at the rankings right now, you've got greatness in Puka Nacua. He's the top five on most boards. Devontae Adams coming in as a mid WR2, and I think he showed at the back end of last year, yeah, it was the familiarity with Aaron Rodgers, but that he can still catch the ball and make some plays. So Sean McVay's creativity will be on full display.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, joining us here. Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. We're minicamp day two, or minicamp training camp. Day two starts in about 20 minutes. Go to the Chargers. And I don't know, Mike, if it's a hangover from the Phillip Rivers years where you're doing your preseason predictions, and I was like everybody else, a lot of people, it's Chargers year. Chargers year. And it never was. Never happened. Glad to see that Phillip Rivers will retire as a Charger, because I didn't know if he was going to go Colts or San Diego, to be totally honest with you. But a lot of hype around this year's Chargers team, year two with Jim Harbaugh there. But I know Herbert's got all the measurables to be the guy, but I don't know. There's just something about him. Something about him I don't like. Talk me out of that.
Well, I mean, look. You and I have been going at this a long time. Well, how many years in a row did I talk about the locker rooms, more specifically the training rooms for both the Ravens and the Chargers?
Right.
Right, until you get the Kyrie Irving oversized sagebrush and flush it all out and figure it all out, that it was going to be a problem. Well, they seem to have exercised that a little bit. There's a different attitude and toughness. Hell, Harbaugh has as many billboards as some of the ambulance chasing attorneys out here in L.A. right now. That's how big it is. And he wore cleats to his presser the other day. So you got all of that going on. He's a walking meme looking through the curtains. I mean, between the two Harbaugh brothers, man, let's tag them up and get them at SummerSlam out there in MetLife.
Old John was popping off the other day. Yes.
Well, you know, it's all about how you frame a question sometimes. Or don't fall asleep and ask a repeat question. Hi, Mike Vrabel. But Herbert's a guy that we keep waiting to be unlocked, unleashed, uncorked. And, I mean, that's not the Harbaugh way, right? I mean, you've watched his brother all these years. He works the same thing. You're not going to get gaudy passing numbers. Although J.J. McCarthy, when he signs an extension, whatever that is, in Minnesota, even if he's not a beast, he's still going to owe Jim Harbaugh a bunch of money for getting him drafted as highly as he did with pedestrian numbers at Michigan. But either way, Herbert's a guy is a high-end number two in fantasy land. You do have the steady-as-they-go Ladd McConkey is being drafted as a top-10 wide receiver. But beyond that, you got a hell of a lot of questions. Najee Harris might be wearing a Pirates eye patch to get things started. You did bring in Amarian Hampton. A lot of expectations for him coming out of North Carolina. He's a mid number two with potentially some upside because he'll probably take on a bigger role with the Harris injury. But the rest of that wide receiver tight end group isn't exactly overwhelming. You're looking at trying to figure out Quentin Johnston. Nice number two, you know, second season in the year. Is he going to take another step forward? Well, fantasy wise, he's one of those guys you're throwing a couple of nickels towards as your WR5. And there's just a lot of questions the way it shakes out. Keenan Allen, does he come back as a guy to help move those chains and keep it going? Potential there. They did draft Trey Harris. The second round pick but he's a number four fantasy guy right now, the tight end position. You don't really have a world beater. So yeah, it's going to be a tough task, I think. And it's going to really test Justin Herbert, you know, how much they want to push. Mike Williams just suddenly retired last week, Bob. He was coming back and like, hey, at eight games of what he was a couple years ago, that would be great to, you know, maybe shift this offense. Well, that came off the board. So now you're back to the drawing board a bit. So, yeah, expectations high. They're 3-1 to win the West. Just slightly ahead of Denver, and then the Raiders bringing it up to 12-1 behind the Chiefs as a -125 favorite in the division.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Mike, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to you next week. Start digging a little bit deeper into this fantasy stuff.
All right, I'm going to go and watch the NWO reveal on a loop once again. Maybe drink a real American beer while listening to Feel So Good.
All right, Mike, have fun. Mike Harmon, everybody, we'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2 here on this Total Request Thursday. Orioles up 3-0, top of the third in Cleveland. Getting you ready for the most anticipated series of the weekend in Major League Baseball, the Rockies and the Orioles. World Series preview 2032.
Book it.
book it.
Right now. You're doing the Sports Illustrated thing. Remember when they used to predict like 10 years?
Yeah. You know, it was the Astros, and they actually nailed that one.
They did one for the Orioles, right?
They did?
I think so. We might have already passed it.
Yeah, something tells me we may have. But anyway, Orioles-Rockies start a 3-game set tomorrow. Back home are the Orioles for the first time since the All-Star break. Nolan, I know we're pressed for time, but any closing thoughts before we get to the funhouse?
No. Just stay healthy, both teams, that is. I mean, last thing we need here, the Ravens, it's a camp injury.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it on. We know what this team's capable of. We don't need to learn anything new about this team, or at least I don't need to. I don't have a lot of questions I need answered. I just need people to stay healthy. And the Orioles, for God's sake, enough with the injuries.
Yeah, no doubt. Just get through the season. Again, the narrative for the Orioles, as I see it, trade deadline, you're not going to get much. I'm just intrigued to see who goes. And then the return of Bradish, the return of Wells, the return of Mountie. Adley's going to be probably this homestand. So let's see what the 2026 Orioles could look like as they start getting some players healthy. And obviously, Mike Elias has a lot of work to do in the offseason to supplement this roster. All right, funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Just looking up those Sports Illustrated covers, people are selling the Astros one on eBay for not a ton of money, but like $20-25. I got to dig mine up.
You have one?
I remember getting that one in the mail specifically, the Astros 2017 World Series champion.
Yeah, prediction. I think wasn't Springer on the cover or something like that.
Yeah.
They did hit that one on the head. Maybe Howard Balzer can get Lindy's to do an Orioles one.
They're going to press so early.
Right.
This team's winning the Super Bowl, and then they trade their star player. All right, we got a lot of texts here. We'll start with Steve in Baltimore talking about the Orioles. Says the O's have an analytical system that doesn't allow left-handed hitters to hit and learn against left-handed pitchers, yet they continue to draft left-handed hitters year after year. At some point, something has to give. Change your philosophy somewhere.
Well, the only way you can learn, to the texter's point, to hit lefties is to get in there and hit lefties. Now, if you get up there and you can, then the numbers will speak for itself. Baseball's been doing matchups for years and years and years. In that regards, that's why we talk about splits. Ryan O'Hearn, for instance, can't hit lefties. Wears out righties. But let's give a fair shot, like Coby Mayo here. We're assuming O'Hearn's going to get traded, and even though Mountcastle's prop, man, if Mountcastle comes back, does Mayo play at all? Because Basayo's going to be up here eventually. I just want to see Mayo get fair at bats.
There's got to be
space. And especially at first base.
There's got to be space.
Yeah. Make it up. If Lori, figure it out.
Right.
That's why they get paid to make these hard decisions.
Well, Hearn's definitely going.
Yeah.
So that'll open up space.
Sad might be gone too.
Right. And I mean, even if it's a DH, I don't care if he's playing first. Just as long as he needs to be in the lineup, that's all that matters. You can't be doing this nonsense anymore. One day in, 3 days out, and then he's on a milk carton. Let's see. This one here says Ravens related. All the Lamar Jackson stuff. Can't win the big one. Will win the big one. Texter here on the naysayer side says, I'm so tired of listening to how great Lamar and his stats are, how great he is individually. Sure, love him, but don't get me wrong. He will never win a Super Bowl here or anywhere. Chokes in the big game. That's the stat that people need to wrap their minds around. He lost that game for the Ravens against Buffalo.
He did. I seem to remember him throwing the possible game-tying touchdown pass. And then Andrews dropped the 2-point conversion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he did have the first.
Oh, he sucked in the first half.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not denying that. And he didn't play great against Kansas City in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Nobody's denying that. We bring it up all the time, which probably has Harbaugh losing his mind about Super Bowl or bust. But say he's never going to win a Super Bowl? I'm not buying that.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. People get a little tired of hearing the Peyton Manning thing, but I feel like it is an appropriate comparison. Manning with two MVPs that through year seven
took
or year
Elway
eight.
Took Elway forever right. to win a Super Bowl.
I think it took Manning year nine. 06 was year nine for him.
Yeah.
So Lamar, year eight, coming up on that. We'll see. One last text on the Orioles. Says if the Orioles don't get a new GM now, next season will be lost as well. Elias may be great at drafting, but he sucks at everything else. New GM, new hitting coach for that matter, new pitching coach, new conditioning staff while we're at it. Too many injuries this year. If we start retooling now, they can right the ship before next season.
Well, they get a new manager. I think that coaching stuff's going to be a reality. But I said Hyde would be in Sarasota next year. Probably will be, but it's not as the manager, and it cost me some boos. I'd be surprised if Elias gets fired, but, you know, there's some chatter out there. And as we say, Nolan, where there's smoke, there's fire. Orioles 3-1, one out, bottom of the third. There are ducks on the pond for the Guardians. We're back tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Featured Arts Friday. It's Ozzie for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Inside Access coming up next. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.